Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. Now, I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and their soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, the beautiful inspirational music you just heard is called Shine by Dee Lamore, and we always end our show with her entire song, Shine, because I happen to be in love with it. And you can hear more of her music by visiting her website at dlamore.com. Shine's also available on all streaming platforms. Now, our topic today is auras and colors and what each specific color indicates about us. How do we determine what our colors are? What is the benefit of knowing our colors? Do our colors assist us in manifesting what we desire in our lives? Does each body, our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, each have a different color? If the colors are not in harmony with one another, can that change us or cause us to not be in harmony with ourselves? Do our colors change over our lifetime? And do our colors give us what level of consciousness we're at? And can we tell one's gifts and talents based on our color bands? All of this and more is known, and as much as we can get through today will be shared by our wonderful guest, Pamela Ostley. Now, Pamela's appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, The Dr. Oz Show, The View, The Ricky Lake Show, Coast to Coast with George Norrie, Hallmark's Better TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She has appeared so many television shows and radio shows and TEDx talks and all around the world. She is just an incredible person, very, very talented. Unfortunately, she has stopped giving private readings. She's totally booked until her end date when she's going to retire from that. But she still is giving events, which we want to hear about because you really want to experience Pamela in person or at least at one of her events. So she's written 4 successful and popular books before this latest 5th book that's just come out. She's written, Life Colors, Love Colors, Infinite You, and Make Your Dreams Come True. And she has a very extensive clientele, including many, many, many celebrities. And her latest book is The Truth According to John, which just recently came out, which I just finished reading, which has a lot of twists and turns in there and some wonderful things that'll cause you to think. Now, Pam is the founder of AuraColors.com, a site designed to help you create success and joy and fulfillment in every single area of your life. She also has developed LoveColors.com, and this site's designed to help you find love and friendships by matching you with people who have compatible aura colors. She's also a psychic medium who's gained so much information from her many contacts that are alive and well and are great beyond. So, Pamela, it is just a sheer pleasure and joy to welcome you to Luminescence.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I just got tired listening to that whole resume. No wonder I'm tired. I've been busy.
Well, I just grabbed all of your books since our electricity is out and said I'm going to do a combo of what's on the back of all of your books. So anyway, I'm just thrilled that you're taking your time to be with us today. And like I said, I'm sure all of us are disappointed you're not going to be giving readings after, you know, the beginning of next year. And I know that you're fully booked until then. And how wonderful that so many people have been able to take advantage of your wonderful readings, you know, through this time period.
So thank you very much. Well, I figured, you know, I've been seeing 6 to 8 clients a day for 37 years. I think I'm ready for a new adventure in my life. A lot of us are in shift, right? We're ready to go up to new levels. So that's what I'm doing too. 37 years, it's okay.
Well, and that's how I felt after 40 years in education. I went, okay, I'm done. You know, so now I'll do my spiritual stuff instead of the math stuff.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See? Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear about colors. You're able to see somebody's auric field and their colors and have really developed this beyond just that to be able to see so much more. So what is it that we have colors, or why do we have colors? Give us just a background of how this all started.
Okay, so probably most of your audience knows what an aura is, and it's an energy field or an electromagnetic field that radiates off of everything, because we're all energy, right? So in my experience, right. Jerome, the people, when I see different colored bands out from people, they're layered out like eggshells out layered. And each color tells a different story. And in my experience, and other people see things differently, so I'm sharing what I've seen and what I've experienced. The one or two bands of color that are closest to your body reveal, they don't run you, they reveal what you've chosen to be and who you've chosen to be in this lifetime. So it reflects your personality, your life purpose, what you're going to be like in relationship, what your needs and desires and fulfillment are going to be in relationship, careers that are going to be fulfilling for you, potential health issues, just like what you do with the names, how you are with money, with kids, your priorities, basically who you've chosen to be in this lifetime, your life theme. Now, I've had people ask, do the colors change? I see lots of different bands of color out from the people, out from a person. So the one or two colors of bands, excuse me, that are closest to the body, in my experience, don't change, because it's like your astrology, your numerology, your iridology. They kind of show who you are, who you're choosing to be. The outer bands in the aura change all the time, depending on what's going on with you at the time. So I'm sure, once I've seen, if somebody's really angry, red flares up in their outer bands, but once they're not angry anymore, the red goes away. That's different than a red life color, which is their personality type. So that's how I see it. So, and the benefit of knowing their aura colors is, one, it gives us permission to be who we are. Sometimes we go, a lot of times we get down to the planet and go, whoa, we get lost. We forget why we came here, because it's a very convincing, you know, little drama down here. So the aura colors help us remember who we are, not own us, not control us. And they help us understand each other. So instead of running around the planet going, why can't you be more like me? Why can't you think more like me? We can go, oh, you're a crystal. Oh, you're a blue. Oh, you're great. Okay, now I get who you are and what your priority is. So we can honor who people are, bring the best out of them, speak their language, and become more compatible instead of trying to get people to change.
Now, see, and I do that all through the names. And I look at it that the birth name doesn't change, but what name you're going by can change, which is how you go about your birth name, or how you go about your plan, but it doesn't change. So that's always fascinating to hear that colors that one's closest to us also are not changing, but the outer ones change.
Yeah, so that was fun. You and I got to compare notes when we were in Australia, huh? That's where I met you.
Yeah.
We got to compare the aura colors with the names. It's like, wow, look at the similarities. They should all match. It should all, you know, reinforce each other, just like astrology and numerology. It should all go together.
I think it all does go together. And just so the audience knows, I got to meet Pamela quite a few years ago now when we were both asked to go give talks in Australia. So that's where I got to meet her, which was just to my benefit. It was like an added bonus from being there. Does each body, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body, each have a different color?
Well, the way I see it, no. I just see these radiating bands out. I don't separate it out from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, etheric. It's all these bands that radiate out from your body. So that's how I see it. Other people see different things, and it doesn't mean somebody's wrong or somebody else is right. It means we're having a different experience, but the information should still match up. And I explain to people, just like We taste food differently. Like, because there are people out there that like Brussels sprouts, so I know they're not tasting what I'm tasting. But it doesn't make somebody wrong or somebody right. It's like, no, Brussels sprouts are good. No, they're not. I mean, it's a different experience.
Yeah. So if the colors that are radiating out are not in harmony with one another, can that cause us not to be in harmony with ourselves?
Yeah, actually, yes. It's actually the other way around. If you're not in harmony with yourself, so let me just explain. Most people that I've met, and again, I've been doing this for 37 years now, most people that I've met, they have two life colors. So those are the bands that describe your life, right, your personality. And so most people have two. Once in a while, I see somebody with one, but we chose two for a reason. And so, Sharon, you've got, remind me what color hair and eyes, because do you mind if I use you in as an example?
Sure. Well, I'm going to say, like, I know that when you were on Coast to Coast just recently with George Norrie, a lot of people calling in were all the same two colors because that's who likes to listen to the show. So I'm sure that that's going to be the same thing here. And
yeah.
So I have brown eyes, very deep, dark brown eyes, and I have brown hair that's got a lot of white streaks in it right now.
Got it. Well, they look like blonde highlights to me. So you remember that you're yellow and violet, right? So
correct.
Yellow-violet is really a cool combination. There's no good or bad colors, by the way, everyone. There's some that get along better with others. So when you have yellow and violet, so let me show you how they can get along and how they can actually cause problems, just to use as an example. So yellows, I've got yellow too, okay? We yellows are big, fun-loving, free-spirited kids. We don't like being told what to do. Yellows, if they had their way, wouldn't be working out, where violets have a big mission here, okay? So yellows, it needs to be fun. It needs to be playful. So yellows are either get involved in the creative fields. They're writers, artists, designers, musicians. They're either creative or they get into the healing fields. So I see them being veterinarians and massage therapists and, you know, healers. Energy workers, or they get involved in the physical fields. They're yoga instructors, or they're athletes, or they're gardeners, or construction builders. They do physical things. You chose the creative. Violets are the old souls on the planet, which is funny because yellows are big kids at heart, and they feel like they're still young and they haven't even gotten started yet. There's still more to do. And violets are old souls, so violets are visionaries. You see how fast I'm talking with you, right, Sharon? That's because you're a freaking violet. So, because violets are the visionaries on the planet. So just to show you the opposite, tans, which you're the opposite of, tans are very practical, logical, analytical, sequential. They usually are computer programmers, engineers, accountants, bookkeepers. They like dealing with the details, so they'll do step one, step two, step three, right? And they're usually employees. Violets go 150. They come from the third eye. So you violets have this big vision. And violets came here to help the masses. They came here to help improve the quality of life for people, or to educate, inspire, empower. Violets want to make things better here. So I see violets getting involved in either the arts or the media. So I see them becoming entertainers or speakers or writers, producers, filmmakers, photographers, anything that uses the arts or the media to get messages out to people, because you violets have messages. You came here to help change the planet, to fix it, to make it better. Or violets get involved in teaching or psychology, right? Because violets want to help people. They want to advise people. Violets like to tell people what to do. Blues are the rescuers. They want to rescue people. Or violets get involved in causes. But yellows don't like this next two usually, Sharon. Or violets will get involved in politics or law. So violets are global humanitarians. A lot of times they need to travel, where yellows like nature and staying put. You have a little bit of blue in your outer band, Sharon. Did we tell you that when I saw you in Australia? Did you have blue back then? Oh, well, blues are the moms and the caretakers, and family's important and friends are important, and they want to help people too. Blues and violets are both very spiritual. You're probably doing the blue because you're caretaking yourself right now, or, you know, you've got kids, right? It's a mom color, but you're really a yellow violet. So here's where they can work together, and here's where they can get in conflict. You understand, violets have a big mission here. And violets get accused of being unrealistic dreamers because violets are like 150. And by the way, you violets can start taking on 20 different projects, or you don't know which way to go next. Violets are like, multitasker. It's like, I want to do this and this and this and this. And people are like, what are you talking about? You can't do all that. That's not realistic. You know, settle down. So yellows and violets both can get kind of, because they both need variety and they both need freedom. So you understand how they can be. Yellows get accused of being ADD a lot or ADHD because they're like, over here, that, this, 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 this. And then violets can also get really scattered. So anyway, when yellow violets are in harmony, violets get this big vision. And as long as the yellow feels like it's going to be fun or creative, or they're going to be able to heal people, then the yellow's like, okay, good. As long as it's going to be fun, let's go do it. Let's go do it, right? So they're often creative visionaries. They can come up with creative solutions to get things done. When yellows are out of power, and I use the terms thrown in power and out of power instead of positive and negative. There's positive or in power qualities to each color, and then there's the out of power or negative qualities. So when yellows are in power, you know this one, Sharon, yellows are like the little Energizer bunnies. They just go and go and go and go and go, right? And the only way you can get a yellow to stop and pay attention, a wake-up call for a yellow, is their bodies, their health. It's the only way you can slow
like
a yellow
breaking
down.
Legs and ankles.
Uh-huh. And by the way, that's a yellow's weak spots. Yellows are usually the healthiest people on the planet. They don't even like getting sick. But if they're not happy, if something's going on or they need to slow down, the yellow's weak spots are their back, legs, knees, feet. It's usually structural. Or liver. Or for a male, it can be prostate. Anyway, so yellows, when they're out of power, though, yellows can get insecure. They can procrastinate. They're much more sensitive. They're pleasers, even though we're stubborn and we don't like being told what to do. We still like yellows, and we still like people to like us. So yellows, if they're not happy, they have to watch out for addictions. Yellows have to watch out for drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, caffeine, chocolate or sweets, overeating, TV, anything that a yellow can procrastinate and avoid, including, by the way, another form of procrastination for a yellow. This sounds funny, but is being too busy to really do their bigger dreams, because violets, they look at this big dream and the first thing they do is like, is that going to be hard work? Wait, is that possible? And they often feel like maybe I'm not enough or it's going to be too much work. So yellows can procrastinate, which violets don't like. And violets go, wait, I have a dream. I have a vision. Come on. And the yellow's like, no, I can't do it. I'm not enough. I'm scared. Or what if it's hard work? Or what if people laugh at me? Or do you understand? They get fearful. And then the yellows, and then the violet's frustrated. The violet's like, well, if I can't live my dream, what else am I going to do? Plus, violets don't like it when yellows procrastinate. They don't like it when they get into the negative addictions, because violets lose respect for that. So you can see two things. One, if you've got both those colors within you, you can have conflict. Number two, if you're in a relationship and you're a violet and somebody else is an out-of-power yellow, they can get really frustrated because violets are like, come on, let's go, and yellows are like, no, maybe not, let's just kind of hang out, let's go to the beach, let's go watch TV, let's not do that, and violets are like, oh, I'm never going to get anywhere with you. So in order for those two to harmonize, each one of the aura colors, and I see 14 different colors, each one of the aura colors has a different modality, a different way of getting in power or getting healthy and balanced. Number one for yellows, yellows need to exercise. Yellows need to stay physical. They need to connect with their bodies. They need to exercise. And yellows need nature. They need to connect with nature. So exercising out in nature, actually, if yellows go for walks or something where they're physically active in nature, that's a form of meditation for a yellow. And violets need to meditate. So yellows need to exercise. They need to connect with nature. They need to stay away from the negative addictions, which yellows don't like being told what to do, so good luck. And yellows need to keep a sense of humor. If a yellow can laugh about stuff, they can still have creative ideas. They stay more balanced and in power. Violet.
So let's find out more about colors right after we come back from this break. Everybody, stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. You're with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Pamela Ostley. Now, Pamela's website is auracolors.com, and I would suggest that you go to auracolors.com and then /events to see what events she has coming up so that you would be able to join her again with that, because that's the way that you're going to be able to connect with Pamela the best. And Pamela's name is spelled a little different than most Pamela's. It's P-A-M-A-L-A, and where some are E-L-A's, she is an A-L-A. Okay, so before the break, what happened was we were talking a lot about yellows and purples, which I think is probably a great deal of our audience, our listening audience. Would you mind real briefly just touching on some of the other colors, Pamela? And then in our third segment, I want to get into your books.
Sure. Just really quickly, you probably don't have reds, oranges, and magentas listening, but reds are very physical. Madonna's a red. Champagne's a red. They're all about, I see them being football players, truck drivers, that kind of stuff, right? It's all about physical reality. Oranges are the daredevils on the planet. Evel Knievel, Jackie Chan, they're rescue workers, skydivers, race car drivers. They literally have to put their lives on the line to be alive. Really doubt you have any of those listening to your show, because they don't believe in spirit. They don't believe in this kind of stuff. Magentas are kind of the Andy Warhols of the planet. They're kind of outrageous, bizarre, but they still only believe in physical reality. So they like to twist it and make it bizarre, and they kind of like to shock people. So I know it was a magenta that started the purple mohawks and the body piercings, and now other people are doing it. Okay, because yellows like that kind of stuff too. Anyway, so then we got the tans, which I already described, logical, practical, analytical. They usually like being employees because they like the security and safety and practicality of a paycheck and the benefits afterwards. Greens, a lot of violets think they're greens because they're very similar. Greens are the type A driven business workaholic. One, two, I got this tan, let's go. I see them being a lot of bankers, CEOs, real estate agents. They're very driven to accomplish, very driven to make money. They can be gamblers. They can be very competitive. They're movers and shakers. We need greens because greens are the ones that create businesses for jobs, right? then we have the blues. I'm sorry, hold on.
Well, I love the green because green is money, and you just described all these people that really do a lot for money.
Yeah. Well, that's a green really is all about getting ahead, corporate ladder, money driven. They are the type A personalities. And again, they provide the jobs. So that's good. Right. So blues are the moms, the loves, they're teachers, counselors, nurses. Blues are the number one most emotional people on the planet. I'm a blue yellow. Okay. Who's added violet? Blues can watch commercials and cry. Okay. Or you can have a counseling session with people. And if somebody in the room starts to cry or somebody on TV starts to cry, blues start crying right with them. Okay. So blues, it's all about spirituality, being in service, love. Blues live for love. Their whole aura is about love. So spirituality, partnership. Blues, when they're little, we've kind of got the Cinderella complex. We want to be married and be in love and have that Prince Charming and that kind of stuff. So blues are wonderful. They're also very intuitive and very psychic. Same with violets. Violets are the visionary, so they're also intuitive and psychic. The visionary leaders, teachers, transformers here. The Beatles were all violet yellow, just so you know. Oprah's violet yellow. Spielberg, George Lucas, George and Amal Clooney, violet yellows. Very violets are the global humanitarians and leaders and change makers. Indigos. Michael Jackson was an indigo. Indigo with violet. Indigos, we are moving into an indigo age. We are just in the violet age, where violets were, their consciousness was the leading, that's what was in power. Now we've started our shift into the indigo age, and indigos are tend to be very androgynous. It's not about male, female, gay, straight, black, white. It's about connecting with people soul to soul. So that's why that business is up right now, the LGBTQ, that's all indigo energy. But they can be very psychic. But a lot of indigos, Sharon, are being diagnosed as autistic because indigos, you can't control them by guilt, rewards. They've got this highly sensitive spiritual psychic intuition to them where they won't do things that don't fit with their inner nature and their inner beliefs that the world's not supposed to be like this. We're supposed to all get along soul to soul and honor it and spirituality. And then we've got crystals. Crystals actually have a clear aura, but they're what we call the auric chameleon. So they have clear auras, and their goal here, their purpose here is to be healers. But they're very sensitive, very fragile, very quiet. And a lot of sensitive yellows think they're crystals, and they're very similar because yellows are healers also. But crystals can only work on one person at a time. Then they've got to go sit and be quiet and be meditative. And it's really challenging them for them to be in this world. But they tend to, when they're out of power, they tend to take on the aura colors of the people that they're around. So if they're hanging out with a blue, their aura actually turns blue and they start acting like a blue. If they're hanging out with a red, their aura turns red and they start acting like a red. So it can be very draining for people to be around and also very confusing. So anyway, crystals tend to be very fragile, quiet librarians and healers. And then we've got the lavenders. That's the last one. Lavenders are the fairies, the angels. They're very daydreamers. They have a hard time staying in their body too. It's more about fantasy. And so they connect with angels and fairies and nymphs and fantasy and, going into other dimensions. Lavenders can have a hard time being on the planet because they don't typically stay in their bodies long enough to get anything done, but they're supposed to do that creative art or writing or storytelling and then bring it into this plane so that people can enjoy those fantasies and fairy tales and things. But a lot of lavenders have a real hard time with money and having jobs. And so what they need is either to be trust fund babies or for somebody to take care of them, so they can do their creative fantasy work here. So those are and I do see four different kinds of tans. So people can go to my website and take a quiz, Sharon, so that they can discover what their aura colors. Yeah, I knew you were. Oh, I must be psychic. Anyway, they can go to my website, auracolors.com, and take the free quiz. And then there's free videos. They can go watch the little mini videos about what their aura colors are. Then I have bigger courses there if they want. I've also written the two books, like you said, Life Colors, which is all about all of that stuff, including children with those colors. And then Love Colors, which talks mostly about relationship and compatibility and even how they can meet somebody with a compatible oracler, because some oraclers are really compatible and others are going to have a real challenging time being in a relationship. It's not impossible. Like the driven greens, can you imagine being in a relationship with the fun-loving little playful yellow who doesn't want to work? Whoa, they can have real challenging times unless they learn that the yellow can come up with creative ideas and the green can figure out a way to make money off of it. Okay, so they can be compatible as long as they understand each other.
Wow, see, all of that to me is just fascinating. Do you find that people, after they start getting into your books, are able to see auras more clearly or have more of a desire to be able to do that? Because, like, I know that if at sunrise and sunset, to me, it's easier to see auras. But I don't know if that's true for everybody. If somebody wanted to develop that skill, how would you suggest they go about doing it?
Well, I do have that information in my books. I think I've even got how-to on my website. I don't remember if that's on there still or not. But they can certainly ask for it, and I'll email them the document how to do that. So some colors, it's easier for them to see or sense the aura. So, for example, you violets, because you come from the inner eye anyway, you're the first ones to be able to see things, see auras, see energy fields, see people on the other side, see flashes of light in your peripheral vision, because violets are very visual. Yellows have a tendency to feel it because they're more kinesthetic. They come from the body. So you yellows can be by somebody and go, ooh, I don't want to stand next to this person. I don't like their energy. Or other people you just want to go over and hug. That's yellow, so they feel it more. Tans and greens are much more logical and analytical. So once they get the data, the information, the logic, then they tend to be able to know what somebody's aura colors are based on the information, right? It's like, oh, you're an accountant, you're probably, oh, you're a computer programmer, you're probably blah, blah, blah. So I do teach people how they can identify the colors and who the personality is. But yes, usually when somebody goes, really learns about the different personalities, they're very easy to identify, as long as the person's being their true self. There are a lot of people that they're not living their true colors because they've been raised to think who they are is bad or wrong or not acceptable or you're crazy. So they learn how to be something they're not. And then those people can usually feel it because they're not happy. They're not happy. They feel restrained or unfulfilled because they're not living their true purpose for being here.
Do you find many of those? I used to find that in the classroom a lot of my students had no idea what their gifts and talents were and why they were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked with kids too, so I know that one. And the reason being, if you know, I love how more people are raising their children to trust who they are, to be who they are, to listen to their intuition. More and more parents are becoming supportive. But most of us were raised to think we needed to be in the box. You know, most people were raised, males were meant to be cans, get a job, provide for your family, be responsible, you know, get a practical paycheck, right? So they think they're supposed to be tans when they're really violets or blues or greens or, you know, magentas. And a lot of females were raised to believe they're supposed to be blues. Go to church, keep your mouth shut, fold your hands, don't cause any trouble, be loving, get married, have a family. And I go, yeah, but a lot of you guys are violets, you know, or greens or you know, reds. And it's like being raised to think you're supposed to be a blue, it's not going to make that person happy, you know. So, so a lot of kids don't know who they are because they've been raised to think they're supposed to be something else, or they haven't been supported to listen to it, which is why I wrote my book so that parents can go, oh my gosh, my child is a yellow, you know, and so instead of ADD and putting them on medication, yellows are supposed to go out and exercise, run the track, be creative, doodle while they're doing it, you know, they can't sit still. So it's helpful for parents to read this too so they can understand their child, so they can raise them to live their true purpose. But I have found when you talk to kids and they start reading about this, even little, I mean, I've talked to young ones that go, I'm a yellow. And I go, oh my gosh, you are. I mean, as soon as they get to read it or they get to hear about it, they know who they are. And then people can validate them by giving them, helping them live their gifts and their true nature. And then, boy, then we all get to flourish and be happy.
You know, it would be really interesting to have a classroom full of students, and I always group them by their name, but to be able to group them by their colors and then mm-hmm. help them learn how to get along with the different colors. Because I'm sure, like in February, I always put them with the hardest combinations of the letters and said, hey, guys, it's really important y'all learn how to get along. So this is the shortest month to practice this. But if you all fail during this month, because that just tells me that you need more time to get the habit down, then I'll put you together again in March. So everybody was like really motivated. No, we have to get along. So we don't get stuck together in March too. But I thought, wouldn't that be interesting to put them together in colors and do the same thing that I was doing with names? I would love to see how that would look in a classroom.
Yeah, well, I've done it. The kids love it. And actually, I have a lot of therapists and life coaches out there that use this system because they go, wow, it's like a shorthand. When I discover when I'm listening to someone and they haven't taken the quiz even, they go, when I discover somebody's like a violet, it's like, oh, my gosh, no wonder they're having this issue, and now we know what to do about it. You know, instead of going, wow, you need to be more like a tan, it's like, oh, you're a violet. So it's very helpful for parents, for therapists, for life coaches, even for doctors and healers, because each of the aura colors has certain areas, just like what you said with the names, where like blues, it's the throat, breast, and reproductive system. Yellows, like I said, back, legs, knees, liver, prostate. Yellows are the first ones to get diabetes because it's a lack of joy. Greens get tight neck and shoulders, digestive tract issues because they stress out and have control issues. They're the first ones to get heart attacks. So it's like each one of the aura colors has things, even health weaknesses, that healers would benefit knowing this information so they can go right there and see what's going on.
Oh, that just sounds absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I have read all of your books now, the five that I'm aware of anyway. So I'd like to talk about those when we come back. So everybody stay tuned. We're going to find out more about Pamela Ostley and her work and colors and her books right after this break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Are you feeling lost, confused, absolutely clueless? No way out, over, under, or through? Then it's time to have the Light Keepers, through their conduit, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, guide you by shining their light, illuminating the right path for you. Let Sharon share the wisdom of the ancient masters to guide you on what is coming next for you and to show you the silver lining in your current circumstances. Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for a joyful, info-packed Lightkeepers session.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. You're with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Pamela Ostley. Pamela, you've written the four books previous to this last one, The Truth According to John. When I first heard the title of The Truth According to John, I immediately thought of J.J. Dewey's books, that he has a whole series on the teachings of John and the Bible and how he didn't die and how he, if he was back alive today, what would he be saying? What would he be doing? And so I thought it was going to be like that, and it's totally not.
Mm-hmm. And yet, no, it's not. And,
yeah, no, it's totally not. And I thought the truth, according to John, it could have been according to Bill or Joe or Mary or, you know, it didn't matter what the person's name was. It was literally universal principles that you're teaching in here. And I love the fact when you're in your book, when you say most people reject because they're creating fear. It was almost like when I was reading it, I thought, wow, we get so comfortable with fear, we don't know how to get out of fear. And yet when we're out of fear, that's when we're at our most powerful. What motivated you to write the truth according to John?
Well, here's the story. Years ago, this came through me years ago in 4 days. I woke up with this entire movie. It came out as a movie. I wrote this entire movie in 4 days. And it just, every day I would wake up and the next section came out. And then the next day, the next section came out. And it named itself. I didn't choose this name. Matter of fact, I'm like, you sure you want to call it this? Well, you see why it's called that by the end, right?
Right, right.
So it just came out. And I wrote it and it was in the screenplay. And then I have quite a few clients that are in the business. And they said, you got to turn this into a book. Turn it into a book. And I went, okay. And by the way, it just went number one on Amazon bestseller list in 4 different categories. So something's out there for the consciousness. So it basically something else wrote something higher than me, something greater than me. I feel like it wants this. You know, most of this book is based on quantum physics and spirituality, which I feel are kind of combined. Quantum physics to me is proving spirituality, proving what the spiritual teachers and mystics have been telling us for centuries. And so, but there's quantum physics in it. You noticed that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and so that's what motivated me. I woke up and bam, it was there. So I just followed it, trusted it, and now it's in a book form and now it's out to the public.
You know what I really liked is, I know this is going to sound weird, but your use of adverbs and adjectives. And because you set a stage, you set a scene, I could see it in my third eye. I could see exactly where somebody was and what was happening. I mean, and I look at that and I think, I write so, I was going to say so nonfiction. You know, here's the facts and here's some more facts. And so I really watched that and I thought, what a wonderful way to be able to write. And it was so easy to read. It took me less than 2 hours to get through the whole book. And I'm not necessarily the fastest reader because I like to savor every sentence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, wow, look at how this sentence got constructed together. You know, and I know that maybe sound weird, but I do proofreading for enough people with their books that I'm like, oh, wow, this was a good sentence. Or that. You know,
well, you know, it's funny, Sharon, is that when this came through, it had a bunch of descriptions in it, right? And this is my first fiction book. All my other 4 books are nonfiction. So I haven't written, I've never written fiction before, right? So it just came through as a story and I went, well, the principles are still in there with what's in my other books. It just came through as a story. But here's the funny thing, when it came through, all those descriptions were in there. Then when you turn it actually into a screenplay, you cannot have any adjectives or adverbs in there. I had to take all of them out for the movie, for the screenplay. Because they go, nope, you have to let the actor and the director decide what it's going to look like and feel like in the setting. And I went, wow. So I had to take all that out. Then when I turned it into a book, I had to put them all back in again. So it's been an interesting adventure. But thank you for telling me it's easy to read.
Yeah, it's very easy to read, and it was really enjoyable. You know, and I like how nothing was overly drawn out. But what I mean by that is I like a book that keeps moving along. Maybe that's the violet in me. I mean, yep. I want the story to be there, but I don't want it to take so long. It's just like, God bless my dad. He would tell a joke, but it could take him 20 minutes to tell a joke. And I'm like, get it done in 4 or less. If not, I'm bored by minute 5.
That's your violet. That's a tan telling a joke because they have to tell all the details and lay the foundation and you can't miss anything. And violet's like, come on, get to the punchline. Come on, what's the punchline? Come on, move, 150, come on. So you just described your aura colors.
You know, well, and when you were describing them, I thought, you know, when I listen to something online that somebody's pre-recorded and they send me something, I think, well, that sounds interesting. I put it on double speed. Uh-huh. I literally, you know, you can speed it up on the computer, and I'm on literally two times as fast. I can listen faster. Let's get that person talking faster.
There's your Violet. That's Violet. Violet
and then I think,
typically.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I look at, I think, I'm not impatient. I just want to know this already. I don't want to have to go through that process. It's like what you said when you jump from 1 to 50. Come on, I can absorb.
Yep. Yeah, Violets don't want to do the details, and they don't want to do the admin. They like to create the new projects and be inspiring and educating, but they don't want to have to take care of the details.
Which I think is so funny, because I did math for so long, and you look at mammology and it's all details. And yet, mm-hmm, I think there's that creative process that got involved in there. But then I look back when you were doing the descriptions, and I thought, you know, how we bring up our children to be different than who they really are. My dad used to say I was the airy fairy child, and he was always trying to ground me. You know, let's get grounded. Let's think logical. Let's think about this. And so I love that combo, though, because I think I'm capable of doing that, even though I would prefer to do this, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Violet's been accused of being unrealistic dreamers, because you see things. You guys just see it feel like it's common sense, but other people don't see that.
Well, and that's in the AL in your name, by the way. And everybody who has an AL in their name, those are the visionaries.
Oh, cool.
The AL people are the visionaries. It just literally means you may not look at everything the same as everybody else, but you have this visionary ability when you have an AL in your name.
Yep, and that's why I can write those books.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And when you have it in your first name like you do, Pamela, it means it's yours. And when you have it in your last name, for everybody listening, and you go, well, that's not me, but it's in my name. If it's in your last name, it means it's the people you bring to you have that. That you're attracting the people with that skill, if it's in the last name. Okay, and then you're developing it if it's in the first name, and if it's in the middle name, you brought it in with you. Okay?
Cool.
But that, that's where that is in the letters. Okay, so I read your love colors, which I think was really interesting. I had read your first book, The Life Colors, before I met you. And then it took me a while to put the two together when I met you. Oh, this is the one that wrote that, because I read that so long ago. You know, but I think my favorite of all of your books is Infinite You. So would you talk to us about Infinite You?
Yeah, that's my big, like, go for the gusto. This is it. And that's why The Truth According to John is kind of that in a fiction form. So what I've written about in Infinite You, let's put it this way. I believe we're in a shift. You can see things shifting out there. I believe that we're evolving into a higher level of consciousness. Believe it or not, it doesn't look that way out there. It looks like everything's falling apart, but that's what it looks like to a caterpillar before it becomes the butterfly, right? So because I'm able, and I'm not the only one, Sharon, because I'm able to do psychic work, which means I can see outside of time and see past, present, and future, I can do mediumship, which means I can talk to people on the other side. People have crossed over, which they're just in another frequency. That's quantum physics. I can do remote viewing. I teach people how to bend spoons, how to see auras. Remote viewing, locate missing people. I've done that and then some. I mean, there's so many other things that I'm able to do, which according to old Newtonian physics, none of that's possible. But I'm doing it, and lots of other people on this planet are doing it, which means all humans have the ability to do it, right? We're not, you know, everybody has the ability to be a musician. We might not all be great, but we can play chopsticks on the piano. So there are certain things that we're capable of doing. And so that book, Infinite You, I show people how to do these types of things. I show the spiritual concepts behind it. I show the quantum physics behind it. I offer meditations in there, and I show the how-tos and all of it. I provide everything for all of those abilities so that we can expand and explore, because what I've noticed, every time we discover something new like aerodynamics, we didn't think we could fly before. Then we discovered aerodynamics was a true principle. Now we can fly. That gives us more freedom. To tune in, to be empathetic, to be intuitive, to be psychic, to be able to talk to people who have crossed over, to be able to do remote, all of that stuff gives us more freedom. It's created even more compassion in me. It's created more understanding. It's made my world way more interesting and way more fun when you see you can do things like this. So if you have a lot of violets listening, Sharon, violets are sensing that there's something more to them, that there's something more to life, that there's something more to reality. And so that book is all about that we're greater, that we're infinite beings. And I even talk about parallel universes in there, which is also a quantum physics thing. And I teach people how to go in and out of different parallel universes to change their lives dramatically. And it's quantum physics. It's a real thing. I'm sure that when people heard about, oh, man can fly, nuh-uh. Oh, the world's round, nuh-uh. It's like, you know, it might be hard to believe, but it's physics. And so I show people how to tap into that so that we have more freedom, more fun, more empowerment. We can change the world, and we don't keep it on this low base, them against us, fighting, squabbling, fear-based, trying to go into an empowerment and love-based world instead of a fear-based world.
Well, and I love that book. I mean, I really enjoyed The Truth According to John, but my favorite remains Infinite You, and maybe that's because of all the how-tos in there. And, and it's so practically oriented. Anyway, Pamela, time always flies by when I get to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us. So appreciate you taking your time to be here with us.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, my pleasure. Again, if you want to connect with Pamela Ostley, all you have to do is go to one of her many websites. I would start with the aura.com. But
aura
you can
colors.
Just put in her name. AuraColorsThankYou.com. You can just put in her name and find her that way too. Remember, Pamela is spelt with an A-L in there, not an E-L. So it's P-A-M-A-L-A. And her last name is O-S-L-I-E. And so next week, we've got Lori McQuarrie coming back with us. And we're going to be talking about lives between lives. And so that also ought to be an interesting show. I want to thank you once again for taking your time to join us on Luminescence, Common Sense, Spirituality. And like always, we end our show with this wonderful song by Dee Lamour called Shine. So have a blessed week. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
And all that she